From the archives of the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library. In 1967, Sault Star staff writer Suzanne Pillaya sat down with some old-timers to talk about the earliest schools of Tarantoras. One of the first schools in the township, aptly named Number 1, was a simple log cabin. The school was built in 1878 at the foot of Landslide. G.M. Johnson, whose father built the school, was one of the old-timers Pillaya spoke with. At the impressive age of 94, he recalled attending school in the log cabin a year after it was built. Charles Greenery, who was his instructor, was the school's very first teacher. Mr. Johnson would grow from a pupil of Number 1 to secretary-treasurer of the Tarantoras School Board. This first school was built for $300 and initially attended by just 5 students. By 1890, the growing population of Tarantoras required the creation of a new school near Northern Avenue. There was a rapid influx of families moving into the area, making the need for more schooling paramount. Old-timers in Tarantoras recall a gathering under an oak tree to plan the site. This meeting initiated the planning of a new school, Old Number 2. The oak tree meeting decided to put it on a piece of land between the Dillo home and Tarantoras United Church. This second school boasted plaster walls and a fine red frame. Senior pupils sat on stools at double desks while the younger students sat along the walls on benches. Number 2 school opened with 20 students. Miss Margaret McAlpine was the teacher, though she later left teaching to become a doctor. The school also boasted its own well, but according to the old-timers, the water suffered from the unfortunate affliction of tasting like sulfur. Because of this, Pillaya was told, the children would carry water in pails from Stepney's farm. One eventful morning, however, wigglers and a dead cat, found in a pail, forced the board to sink another well for better water. Number 2 only had a single stove to heat the building, thus, children next to the stove roasted and the ones further away froze. Eventually, the walls and ceiling were plastered, hardwood flooring was installed, and a tin jacket was placed around the stove to help with the heating. However, hardships for the pupils of Number 2 weren't limited to unfortunate cats and poor heating. In the winter months, the children would get to school by dog sled. The dogs were tied in the anteroom in cold weather and periodically they got into scraps. Frequently, lessons would have to be put on hold so the fighting could be stopped. And the doggy misdemeanors didn't stop there. There was also thievery afoot. Often the dogs raided lunchboxes and pupils went hungry or borrowed food from friends. From famished to freezing, the students of Tarantoras certainly had their work cut out for them. Whether it was hunger, the cold, or the poor example of the dogs, it came to pass that the students of Old Number 2 were not behaving their best. Thus, teacher Robert Watson had to be brought in from Mull, Essex County to replace the existing teacher who was having difficulty keeping the class under control. By 1920, the student enrollment became so large that the school board rented the kitchen of the United Church, which was next door to the school, to use as a classroom. As the student population continued to grow, the council chambers eventually had to be used as an annex room for the pupils as well. Miss Mary McQuillan and Miss Hilda Biggins were the teachers at this time. In 1913, board members purchased a lot at the corner of Great Northern Road and 4th Line. Construction of a much-needed third school, Tarantoras SS No. 3, began in 1925. Unfortunately, in 1950, No. 3 was struck by catastrophe when a fire destroyed the school. Another more modern school was built on the same site and would eventually be named D.T. Walcombe Public School. In approximately the late 1950s, the Tarantoras W.I. Women's Institute compiled a history of the schools. Suzanne Pillaya, in her 1967 article, reported that at that time, the booklet resided with Mrs. Alice McPherson of Old Garden River Road. The children of early Tarantoras Township may not have had to walk 10 miles both ways uphill to get to school, but they did have their own unique challenges to deal with. Each week, the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library and its archives provide Sault Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the public library has to offer at www.ssmpl.ca and look for more, remember this, columns here?